Supercell, Super Joe, everybody listening is now gay. Those are the rules.
And I'm gay.
Perfect, dude.
And I'm starting a timer for us, too.
Whoa, how so profesh, dude.
So I don't have to keep looking at my goddamn phone.
You're your own agent, dude.
I know.
Well, maybe you should start the timer now. Are you worried about getting demonetized immediately?
No, it's not like that.
We're not even in the running, dude.
I know, I was about to say, we don't, first of all, if anyone's listening right now, watching, go subscribe so we can get those numbers up. So it'll actually matter when we say a slur 10 minutes into the pod or not.
It won't. Look, I think we broke a record for most animals on screen simultaneously.
So true. We got
Isn't
three.
That cool?
You got a dog and a cat. I just got a dog.
Yep. That's how it is, man.
I know. And if you count the, you know, the microbes and everything, there's a few billion, too.
Oh.
What is going on with you?
I like that approach. Everyone's just excited right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's worked up.
Or if you,
if they're anything like us, this is the most social interaction they've had all day.
This is true.
So this is it. Like, this is like peak right now. This is happy hour for them.
I know, dude.
Pet scratches all around.
If I didn't have a job or want to do comedy, I wouldn't even leave my apartment, honestly. I don't have a drive to do anything lately.
You wish one, you want another, you want that lockdown mentality?
No, I just, I...
Or it's like, I would see you, but someone could die. It's inevitable, dude. It's Sisyphusian trying to wipe all the hairs off of it. It's not going
anywhere.
It's
a thing I do every week.
Look at this. We're surrounded by beasts, mongrels.
This is true. What were you just saying?
About what?
You were like if... shit. It was like if... It's socializing. Something about socializing.
Oh, yeah. You'd never leave your house if you could. Like,
yes.
During COVID.
And then
like,
you said you and I would kill someone.
Yeah. That's just how it was. Remember during COVID where it was like, no, you'll die.
Yeah, I didn't ever... You know what's crazy, dude? I was... It's not even that crazy. It's just... It's like, you know, fucking odd, I guess. I was dating this girl at the time who was super liberal, and she would come over to my apartment during the pandemic.
Yeah. Was she wearing, like, a Bernie Sanders shirt?
She was like that, actually.
Yeah.
And, dude, she would literally... She'd, like...
Wear those pink pussy hats? Remember that
she
shit?
Was one of these she would send me AOC clips and be what do you think of this? And I would make the mistake of being like, I don't understand why she's mad in this video.
You'd have to explain like why, like it was like we voted for AOC as like I didn't vote. You know, but like I think Americans voted for AOC as like a protest of like
Yeah,
look at this little goofball from the Bronx, you know?
She's always wagging her finger. That's what annoys me.
Always worked up about stuff.
Yeah, she's really worked up. And it's always about things where you're like, that sounds like the 10th issue behind all the other issues that we should be talking about.
What's the first issue we should be talking about?
Free healthcare.
Why?
Poverty.
How dare you? No.
Food's too expensive.
Why is it too expensive,
though? And then, all right, if you want to be real, the most important, transgendering.
Why is that the most important?
Dude, I don't know. I'm lying.
You're a
little
goof.
No, this girl would come over, dude, and just suck me off.
Nice.
And then I'd be like, so we should have sex. And she'd be like, no, because it's COVID. We don't know what'll happen.
Really?
I'm like, you keep coming over and doing this, though. Like,
yeah.
It's just as bad, if not, it's probably worse.
Was it like foreplay?
Yeah, but it was all for me. And I'm like, why don't we have sex? And she's like, I don't know if we should have sex. Bad things could happen during COVID.
Did you eventually have sex with her?
No, dude. I Googled it. I showed her the results. I'm like, nothing bad could happen. She's a fucking bitch, dude.
She didn't believe you?
No, she was... Dude, it was so... That's what didn't make sense to me. She was all like, I just am like listening to the science. And I'd be like, but you're not. Because you come over when we're not supposed to be hanging out. And then we hook up. And then you go home and tell whoever you're living with that you went for a walk.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't care.
Sam was going for it. Why are you worried about
that? I wanted
that?
To fuck, dude, and she was being annoying.
But you're using that as like a point of shame.
It's not a shame for her. It's shame for me, dude, because I wasn't convincing enough.
I didn't know.
I couldn't. It's Fauci's fault, if you really break it down. He prevented me.
You know he's getting arrested.
Really?
Now that Trump's back in office, maybe.
Oh, just for
stuff?
It's
time to pay the piper.
Just for
stuff? Time's up, Doc. Now, you owe me at least 2 years.
Yeah.
It brought everything to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
And now things are worse than ever. People never truly bounced back.
No, dude, they don't. There's
landscape's completely social landscape's completely different. Mentality's completely different. Yeah. Even though it was like a year of lockdown, everyone's aged like 5.
Yeah, dude.
Even though it's been like fucking 5 years since fucking COVID started, dude.
Some people just never got bounced back from it, dude.
Who didn't?
It's like that in parenthood, dude. You notice when someone becomes a parent, they just their age ticks up.
No, I cut those people out of my life.
Well, because
I never, dude. I got a no babies policy. I don't want to be asked to babysit.
No,
you know.
Well, dude, because I work with kids now. And
damn, dude, you always fucking mention that you're gonna fucking eventually like myself. you're gonna say something shitty that somebody doesn't agree with, and they're gonna cross reference all of the fucking references you made to working with children, knowing like the general location and like clues we've left about everything. Pinpoint the exact location. Fucking firebomb that place. It's going to be on you, dude.
Oh, if they kill the kids.
Yeah, you're
going
to be playing like dodgeball with the kids or something. And all of a sudden you'll hear like some fucking distant whistle coming down. You're like, oh my God, kids, you fucking like you're fumbling for your whistle to fucking gather them all together to line up. And like you can't. You're just shocked seeing it descend upon you.
Chaos ensues. And I like it's Saving Private Ryan style. I wake up and there's just a kid with one arm running around. Just be nice, like, ah!
You probably fantasize about the kids you work with getting hurt, huh?
Dude, I don't fantasize about them getting hurt. I do fantasize, though, about, like...
Sexually?
No, just,
this
like...
This isn't good, dude. That's even worse.
Just...
Yikes, dude. Dude, what a red flag this whole fucking podcast is. That's just, what you implied.
No, I didn't. I didn't even get close.
You said fantasize, and then you got a distant look.
You didn't let me finish.
Your eyes started watering, and... Ew. You almost salivated, dude.
I grasped my pants.
Here comes Finn. He's all freaked out.
Yeah,
now.
He started barking.
Yeah, he's nervous.
I fantasize about kicking some of them, like, square in the chest.
Yikes.
As hard as I can.
Why?
Because sometimes it's not even specific ones. It's just when they come up to me with, like, a energy, it's like, yeah. Yo, shut up.
Damn, like, dude. It's you got a lot of demons. That's crazy.
Because all...
That's insane, dude.
It's also the thought of, like, I could kick them and that would stop them from talking, but I have such hard kicks and they're so little that it would
shatter them. That. Dude, you kick them, it's just like a head and two arms and legs, snapping, like, suspended in air. Torso goes flying.
And, yeah, it's just stuff like that. Like, I played I did 2-on-1 today, basketball, dude.
Oh, my God, what a tough guy you are.
Dude,
how old were the kids? These are disabled children, by the way.
Fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah, they're not. It's and like, when he says fourth and fifth grade, it doesn't mean growth spurt. They're all disabled. They all have, like, crutches.
No.
They all have crutches.
They're all normal.
They have oversized heads.
They're actually quite normal kids.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, they're all beautiful souls that can do anything we can do. I'm sorry, but yes, it is. But... by standard definition, they are profoundly physically and mentally disabled that you work with.
Yeah, they almost beat me, which is crazy.
Yeah, but like, yeah, they almost beat. Whoa, they almost beat you. Ooh.
They did.
Yeah.
I had to like actually try at one point.
Wink. Oh, he had to actually. Oh, he was working up a sweat.
It's basketball.
Woo! Whoa, I gotta sit
disgusting.
Down, kids. You're too good. I love that, dude. You're such a good-hearted guy, dude.
I got in an argument with two. This has been happening lately,
uh-oh.
And I have to like take a step back where I've been like arguing with them,
uh-huh.
And then they say something back to me, and I'm like, "You're actually right." Like, I just like walk off. I'm like, "All right."
What was the last time that happened?
So yesterday we were playing soccer, and it was me and like a bunch of fourth graders versus like a bunch of fifth graders.
Oh damn!
Fifth graders were kicking.
That's a whole grade.
Yeah, I was just goalie, right?
Uh-huh.
And the fifth graders are kicking.
He's easiest role, too.
You'd think, right? But the fifth graders are kicking the shit out of the fourth graders.
The fifth graders are kicking the shit out of the fourth graders. Oh, who would have thought?
And the fifth graders were, like, celebrating and, like, doing all this stuff. And I just, like...
At that age, there's a huge difference between fourth grade and fifth grade,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. But I'm an idiot.
Phenomenal. Like, that illusion you have as a kid, too,
right.
It's real.
Yeah.
There's, like, a huge-ass gap, dude.
Yeah. And they knew it, too.
You know what? I bet a lot of that is just like our subconscious, though, because we remember how giant... Fifth grade sounds so giant by little kid standards.
For real.
You know?
I know. Especially... And they are, though. They,
well,
like,
for most elementary schools, that's the highest you go, and then it's middle school.
Yeah. You know? And that's the thing, too. When you get to middle school, you're once again, you're like, oh, fuck.
But what about those freak middle schools that started seventh grade?
Yeah, dude.
You ever hear about that? That shit's so weird. Like, where are those high schools that go up to sixth grade? That's insane.
Oh, there's high schools that go up to sixth grade?
Some of them.
You mean elementary schools?
Well, yeah, elementary. Sorry. Elementary schools. Elementary schools that go up to sixth grade.
That's
and then,
wild.
Yeah. The middle schools is like 6 and 7. Yeah. Yeah. But then high school is always universal.
Funny, where I'm from, it was fifth grade, sixth grade by itself, yeah. Seventh and eighth, which was weird.
I can tell you right now, man, if we had like smartphones and shit when I was in high school, I would have been addicted to porn.
Yeah. There's kids now who get the, you can tell, have the internet too early.
Yeah.
One kid is always like, anytime we say anything to him, he goes, "How about I hawk two of that?" And I'm like, "You can't say that. You're a child. Stop."
Because
he's like,
dude,
"What's wrong with it?" And I'm like, "Just go. Just here's
it,
your snack."
Not that there's anything wrong. I mean, it's just like the way they consume media. Yeah. Like, I mean, think of all like the fucking pop culture.
He's
we
referencing
had
sucking people off. Like,
yeah,
when he
but
says that.
Yeah, but then like in the 90s we had DX like suck it.
But you can't do that. You're not allowed. From my perspective.
Yeah, but be cool now, dude. We have a chance to change. Shit.
I do. When like a kid today, we were playing basketball. I kept saying shit, and I just said Martin. Like,
yeah,
Martin. Just, you know, keep it low, bro. I don't yell at them. I go, "Hey, man, just, you know, don't let me hear it." And I just keep moving.
Whoa, what a cool older guy you are.
I am cool, dude. And then they say,
"Hey, Mr.
They don't.
Mr. Tom Spaghetti."
They don't.
"Mr. Tom Spaghetti, you're cool." Is that what they say? "Hey, Mr. Tom Spaghetti, you all right?
They're all white, usually. And they
Really?
Them, and they're French, too, so.
"Oh, Monsieur Salah." "Je t'en salaire."
Yeah. And then,
"Bonsoir, monsieur ton salaire."
There's a lot of that.
"Bonsoir."
They don't think I'm cool. They think I'm old, bro.
Of course. Like, yeah, you're
old.
In your 30s.
Yeah.
You're in your 30s, dude. That's ancient. Dude, the fact that like I'm in my 40s.
Crazy.
That's like, oh, they're like, "Well, are you married?" And it's like, "Not really." And then they're like, you're fucking pathetic, you know?
Yeah, I tell
them. Remember how fucking pathetic that shit was? Did you hate your elementary school teachers?
Yeah, if they ever said I'm not married, we'd be like, "Loser, faggot, are you gay?" And they'd be like, "You can't say that." I'd be like, "Yes, we can." And
school sucks,
whole thing.
Dude.
But real quick, fourth grade, fifth grade game. The fifth graders king the shit out of the fourth graders.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like celebrating, and I like stood up because the fourth graders are getting upset. So I stood up to the fifth graders. I was like, "Guys, you're playing against children. Like, you're not that good." And they looked at me and said, "You're playing against children."
Nice.
And I said, and I just turned around. I was like, "Yeah, they're not even wrong."
Well, who
like,
challenged who?
I challenged them with my logic, and they just challenged me back with my own logic. And I said,
No. I mean, like, who started the original soccer match?
Oh, it was just them.
Oh, it just
all together.
Naturally,
yeah, naturally
happened.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, "Damn, bro, I can't even, like, I wanted to, like, own them," and they just flipped my logic on me, and I said, I just took the L. I said, "You know, whatever, dude. I get to smoke weed after this," and they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, yeah, it is true. They're 10-year-olds in New York City.
Damn, that's crazy. That's way too young to start smoking weed.
I don't think any of them smoke weed.
I bet they are, dude. Are they, like, ethnic kids?
No, there's very few ethnic kids.
Dude, I bet it'd blow your mind, the fucking things kids are doing now, dude. It's completely different. They're aging way too fucking fast now, and it's all because the internet accelerates it, you know? Yeah. There's an influx of information.
That's what I mean, though. A bunch of the kids, they're just fucking kids. The ones who are weird all have, like, access to the internet.
Because me particularly, like, grew up in, like, the, you know, pre-internet days in, like, the early 90s before it was widely accessible. And then you just had, like, the standard pop culture.
Yeah,
you had like the shit you watched on TV, and then people in your immediate area, but you had no way to communicate outside of that.
No, these kids know all, dude, and they're all New York City kids, and they're kind of rich, so they all have access to like travel.
Monsieur Salet, we have one.
They all speak French. Yeah. It's rare that a kid in that school doesn't speak French. So I'm giving too much away
French?
About where I live. Yeah,
so a French American school in New York City. Probably on the Upper West Side, Upper East Side. Oh, shit, dude. Oh, no, dude. Are you doxing these kids? That'd be so funny if you lose your job over this.
Fun fact, I just heard this, but...
What?
You
are fired?
No, my ex-girlfriend lost her job because of...
Your ex-girlfriend?
Stupid shit she said on a podcast.
What did she say?
Something about her job. That's the thing. Oh. Like, I'm not discrediting my job. I'm just, you know... I actually like my job.
No, you don't.
I would like to keep working there.
No, you don't, dude.
No, but that made me laugh.
The fact that she died?
That, I would tell you if she died, and
really?
I'd be celebrating in private. I actually wouldn't put that on social media, just because there's already enough of me being an ass on social media. I don't think I need to be celebrating the death of my enemy openly.
Don't you think this is enough, though?
Yeah, this will be fun. But they can't prove it then.
They'll clip it.
They'll clip it and say he was probably doing that day, then I'll pull up my stories and say there's nothing going on these days. I must have been celebrating in silence.
Well, be sure to tag Super Selly Joe's on that video when you post it.
Yeah, I will. I would celebrate.
Oh, they would do it, too. And they were like, this man is a predator.
Oh. Yeah.
Listen to his confession.
But... Well, yeah, I guess that is a confession that I would celebrate my ex's death privately.
Dude. I'm sorry you carry that in your heart.
I do.
That's okay.
More of like it's a pin in my heart. You know what I mean? I just pin it and I go, if this ever happens, this will be a good day.
You know, I have a little saying.
What?
Forgiveness is divine.
I would never pay for late pizza.
Well, that too.
But
unfortunately, a lot of Seamless already has a tip. Enable when I submit it, and you really can't just go back and adjust it. It's too strange, you know. And it's like, you know, it's not they're still trying 20%. You know, you can't not tip.
I think forgiveness is it can only be applied if like both parties don't care. I think
you know
or if you're not actively being attacked.
As you say this, I'm actively thinking about placing the Seamless order after this. Because Kelly's out of town.
That's not
I'm not even telling you where she may. Maybe we're located in the Midwest. You'll never know. Like, how often do we talk about the local scene?
It's true.
Yeah, we could theoretically be located anywhere. Maybe even in your own backyard, dude. Let us know where we should perform next.
That would be great.
DM us at Super Selly Joe's on Instagram. Let us know where to perform and we'll go. I guess you should be checking the Instagram more frequently.
I did. Well, you could DM us. At our personal Instagram.
We need to start making clips or something. You need to be in charge of that, Selly.
Me?
I dub you in charge of that, It's your responsibility. You just have to run it through an AI. Just run it through an AI,
that
Selly.
That is true.
Just run it through an AI. Selly. Oh. You can do it. What's wrong? You sleepy, dude? No. You have a big day?
I did. Dude, honestly.
Yeah?
I've been, because it's nice out, been playing out.
Playing catch with the kids?
Yeah. So fucking.
What, on the Upper East Side?
Nowhere. Don't worry about where I work.
Upper East Side?
Other people know where I work where other people have gone to school, too.
Who else has gone to school there?
I think Cam.
Damn. Okay, well, wherever Cam went to school, if you find it, that's where you'll find Selly. So if you have a score to settle with this guy, that's where he is. I guess during school hours. So just follow the bells. I guess that's the only advice I could. You're between court. They're like, oh, he's between periods as the bell rings. This is my chance.
Get murdered at my school.
Yeah,
dude.
You walk up, he lines up like the fucking sniper.
I'm in the back of the school most of the days, wide open, too. You could just walk by and murder me.
Finn jumps in the way of the bullet, catches it in his teeth, stops it. He's a very courageous dog.
I believe it.
With the reflexes of a dog three times his size.
You think?
Yeah, this is good content right now.
We're soaking up the.
Yeah, we got domesticated dogs. We also have Petra joining us. Friend
she's
of the
sweet
pod.
Bay. This dog's just licking my pants and I don't like it.
Yeah, he's excited, dude. He's always excited to see you.
Anyway, did you watch Daredevil?
No, I'm not gonna watch it. I heard it's like not that great.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's good, but dude,
spit it out.
I knew it was gonna be bad when Trump got reelected, but the almost revamp of like. All right, now that he's in office, everyone who's a bad guy is now Trump. Like, Fisk is Trump in the show.
No.
It's embarrassing.
Donald J. Trump?
It's so on the nose that he's Trump, it's not even funny.
But
I mean,
you could always argue that there was always, like, an analogy between Trump and Kingpin.
I don't think so, because I just don't.
He has Trump Tower, there's fucking Fisk Tower. Come on, dude.
There wasn't a Fisk Tower.
Vanessa? You're saying Vanessa's not a Melania. Similarity between Ivanka?
No, they're all Ivanka. Yeah, or they're it's Melania. Ivanka's his daughter.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, who gives a shit, dude?
Both pieces of ass.
Excellent taste, Mr. Trump. That's America's ass in many ways.
Yeah, but the it was good except like that. I said every time they bring up Fisk. Daredevil's hearing, like, people talk about him, and it's supposed to mirror.
Oh, like, oh, I feel safer now that
Fisk is here.
Fisk is really doing what we need to do. He's one of us.
It's, wow, dude. Wow. Wow. Crazy, dude. Look at that.
Look at that.
Insane.
Dude. That's awesome, dude. I never even watched it. Dude.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You and I could have wrote this shit. It's
all
terrible.
Right, let's do it. All right. Let's redo Daredevil. All right. And this is good because I'm going in with, like, no knowledge because I never really watched it on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was on. It was
well,
on
I didn't like
watch
that.
List. Here's.
You ever watched the original Daredevil?
No.
What?
Only the one with Ben Affleck.
It was so good, dude. I loved Daredevils 1-3. This is fine so far. It's just, I don't know.
Did they address his yellow costume?
No, they haven't addressed that yet either.
I bet that's like some other universe. That's all they're going to do. That's
well,
what
that was She-Hulk thing, right?
Yeah, they're going to use that to like ride off like shit like She-Hulk.
Well, She-Hulk, I didn't even watch it. I just know they made Daredevil do a walk of shame, which guys don't do. That's not a thing. Guys don't walk with their shoes.
I bet gay guys do.
No, they don't.
They could.
Guys don't walk with... a walk of shame, which they copied it from 22 Jump Street, is when women walk home after a party they went to in, like, heels. They're holding shoes they don't walk in. Dudes are always in... We can walk in any shoe.
A walk of shame is like a walk when you're...
You're sent home after getting fucked.
After having sex and you're wearing the same clothes
as the night before. Yeah. But the women, when they do it, are always carrying their shoes.
Not always.
That's the... Then why was Daredevil carrying his shoes, dude?
Because he was like...
There's...
I guess it was just dumb.
It sucks, dude.
I guess it was just stupid. Why was he wearing his costume at all?
Yeah.
It should have been Matt Murdock. Yeah. Did they really say that?
No, but I would have.
Nah. What superpowers would you have if you could?
Telekinesis, so I could finger women without them not knowing.
That's a rape, dude. You're a monster.
That's what it'd be. That was me as a kid, being like, you could
stop
finger.
Time.
Yeah, you could finger. And then I got older, I was like, wait a minute, this is not.
I always wanted super speed, but just so I could like jaywalk and not get hurt.
Yeah, teleport.
And then
that
like
was
I was like,
thing?
No speed. Like I could like move really fast, and then like I could like. You know, like when the car is, you're on like a car ride with your parents and like you're looking out the window and like you're like, what would I, if I could like just run that fast?
That would be sweet.
That was always like a fun idea of that.
Teleportation was another one.
Or like when you land after a long trip, you're like, and then I could like open my eyes, I'm already there.
Yeah.
Like I just like, and every time I visit somewhere, I can immediately go there anytime.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, those were the ones.
Those are like the powers, those are like the core superpowers.
Well, everyone says flying.
How can we haven't harnessed that kind of technology? At one point, we lose our sense of wonder as reality and expectations set in, and you know, eventually, kind of crush that spark. Like, look at me, dude. Every day that goes by, like I have like a little less like sense of wonder. You know,
I know what you mean.
I'm starting to think I'll never break into the adult film industry.
Your slot's open now, dude.
It's done, dude.
You think? Oh yeah.
This style, this look is over, dude. For at least two more generations, at least.
That is true.
A certain you know who ruined it for guys with this particular look. That's a joke just for our YouTube viewers.
The yeah, no.
What's wrong, dude?
I don't know. I got.
You thinking about suicide? You were talking about suicide.
No, that would be nice.
You were messaging me earlier saying you were thinking about suicide.
It's not true. I don't think about suicide as much as I used to.
It's a beautiful day wherever we are.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it's because of where I am, but I haven't seen
where
many tits out lately either.
Oh,
in the
I
city.
Did.
I haven't seen many.
I saw it. I was walking around.
Yeah, I was walking to... I mean, I'm in... a shittier part of Brooklyn than you, so there's not as many.
Oh, so you did a school thing in Brooklyn? I thought it was in Manhattan.
It doesn't matter where.
It's actually
in Brooklyn. The school can be anywhere.
But you just said Brooklyn.
No, but I walk around in the morning because I don't
work. Oh, you walk around in your, where you live.
In my neighborhood, yeah. I live in Ridgewood. I don't really care if people know.
Whoa, Sully, what, did they come and kill you?
But.
Do you think you could defend yourself from our rabid fan base?
I could.
If their only way of portraying love, their love for you, was to try to kill you. Would you be able to defend yourself?
I have a feeling,
base?
Yeah. I'm not really fearful of internet folk.
Really? What if they could kill you,
lazy.
Though?
Yeah, but most of them are lazy. Like, they don't...
I don't know, dude.
They don't actively go and find people.
What if
they
this
just
one
message
does?
You? I don't know, man. That's if you want to kill me, you should. That's a low bar to set. You know what I mean? Because I don't have any like I don't have any way to really defend myself besides my like physically stopping you. You should go for a higher like try to kill someone who's evil, and
like who?
Like it's a challenge.
Like who?
I don't know, man. There's so many people in the world
who
deserve to die.
Comes to your mind.
Yeah, now I think about it, how many evil like that's the thing. This
no,
is how
you thought of somebody.
Well,
you were, like,
that's the thing. The like go tos, and they're not even people I think are that evil.
Like
it's
who?
Like,
Netanyahu,
it's like Donald Trump, and like Elon Musk, but they're not.
Why? That, why would you say that?
I don't think that. That's what
you
everyone
literally
would
said
go
evil, and then you said
those
no.
That's
guys.
That's like what
as
is
who you should,
conditioned for me to think, but
so
I don't actually
think
they're
you,
evil.
They should kill Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
No, maybe they're local pedophile or something.
Yikes, dude. Timestamp that. I'm probably going to have to fucking censor that fucking word. What? But what if we don't?
Or at least
well,
find...
Hey, say your little no offense fucking disclaimer right now.
Oh, yeah?
And I'll supercut it at the start of the pod.
Everything we well, everything we say is satire.
Yeah,
it should
yeah.
be used.
Go
as,
hurry from the
I don't
top.
Remember how I used to do
from
it.
From the top,
it's
dude.
So
come on, dude. It's second nature. It's like
oh yeah,
the
that's
bike.
What that is my thing though. It's like if you that exactly if you have a problem if you have a problem with anything I'm doing,
DM
you should,
them.
Well, you
on,
should
on
also
LinkedIn.
Just. It's like if this affects you, you have a very casual like nice life.
Nuh-uh. Well, yeah. They have a hard life, and like all they were hoping for was a few minutes to unwind and have a chuckle with their favorite podcast. Living vicariously as if they were a fly on the wall as two friends reminisced about comic books and video games.
Well, maybe they go find...
You had to be a little libtard talking about the murder of our elected president and his dear friend, the mentally challenged billionaire, who in many ways is like, what if Iron Man was retarded?
That is true.
Isn't
he's also
cool?
made Iron Man too. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's like, Tony, I love Tony. Joey,
remember what?
Hi, Joey, it's me, Elon. It's me, I'm Elon Musk. I'm a nice. Did you get goosebumps? Is that shocking portrayal of Elon Musk, dude?
Do you remember what Tony or Robert Downey Jr. says back to him?
Do you have any cocaine? I'm feeling the urge. I'm gonna give in. No, what does he say?
He says he says something about making something, and then what's his name says, if you made it, it must be good. And I was just watching it going, oh, that aged so poorly.
Nice, dude.
Especially Robert Downey Jr. probably is like, I don't even want to watch Iron Man 2. Cut that scene out. See, he signed off.
Oh, yeah. They're probably going to make that like a fucking statement. Cutting them out, yeah, like, and then like, oh, and then it's good. Dude, then they're going to be, oh, my God. They're going to make it like a bigger deal. They are going to cut Elon Musk out of Iron Man 2.
I wouldn't be
that's
shocked
it.
If they
that's
didn't.
That's like breaking. That's like the title of this. Breaking. Elon Musk cut from Iron Man 2.
He's literally inserted. Jones. He paid to be in the movie. You can tell.
They're paying to remove him now.
Yeah. He's like, Musk, what's up? And he's like, I have an idea for a rocket-propelled car. And he's like, if you're doing it, it's a good idea. And I'm like, you wouldn't say that now.
I think they or at least include a scene about how that rocket power, like, fucking... crashes.
Yeah.
Like they have to insert
use
a
it
scene
for Hydra.
Yeah, they insert a scene where like that stock just plummets because it crashes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I watched that. I also went and saw Mickey 17.
Ooh, what's that about?
Bro, it's about
Can you enjoy if you haven't seen the first 16?
It was Robert Pattinson doing it's a sci-fi Groundhog Day.
What?
Yeah. But
stop drilling. You
Mark
oil.
Ruffalo is playing Trump. It's such a bad dude. It was terrible. It was
that's
a horrible
scary.
Movie. I hated it, dude. I left the movie with me and Riyadh Carroll went to see it.
Oh, our black friend.
Yeah, I went home after and just took a nap because I was like pissed off at how on the nose this shitty satire was. It was a piece of shit movie.
Alexander, do you mean that?
They also made it thinking Trump was gonna win. That's how bad it was.
How long?
I don't know.
Was
gonna lose. Was gonna lose.
Oh, really?
So the whole movie, when they're like yelling at Mark Ruffalo, they're like, "You're an idiot. You have no support, and that's why you lost those elections." And then Mark Ruffalo's like, he like gets all heated at it, and you're sitting there like, we're literally living in a Trump America right now. It's a horrible movie.
So you think it's a horrible movie because of betrayed reality? No, that Trump lost.
It was it's just bad. It was like. It was an anti colonization thing. It was like,
but colonization's fun,
right?
We wouldn't be here without colonization.
Yep. And I'm not saying colonization's good. Yeah. It was just, it was
colonization's
lazy. Colonization's
great. What are you talking about?
It was terrible.
What do you think? But the worst thing a fucking minority can call us is a colonizer.
Yeah,
you know. But you know, think of all the good things that a colonizer spreads: literacy,
trade,
education,
economy,
vaccinations.
Religion.
You love vaccinations. Remember when you got the COVID vaccine? You thought that was cool.
I did not.
You were saying like
I
anyone
was forced
that,
to do it.
You were saying that anyone that doesn't take it is a fucking coward.
No.
You know, you love getting the vax, dude.
I remember my ex dragged me to do that, and I was think we should wait.
Yeah.
And nope. So it's now we're both.
Which one did you get?
The first one. Like whatever the first. Oh,
Moderna?
No, the other one. Pfizer.
Pfizer?
Yeah, Pfizer.
Yeah, that's the bad one, dude.
I hear it helps you. It keeps you from staying skinny, and I guess that's why my ass.
Oh yeah, that's
suffers.
Me. That's me too. Oh yeah, that me too.
Oh yeah, me too. No man.
Damn, that would suck.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, guess what, dude? Life fucking sucks.
Yeah, man.
It won't last forever, dude.
No.
It doesn't permanently rewrite your DNA. Just let it fucking ride out through your system. Somebody fucking like. Points out you will fucking permanently rewrite your DNA.
Yeah,
good, dude. My DNA is fucking strong, dude. It can take it.
I got COVID like 10 times since then too.
Ha
so,
ha,
you know
fucking
I mean?
Loser.
Yeah, sick every time. I never call out. I just
suicide?
Go and spread it. No, not during COVID.
Oh,
really.
You were a pizza delivery boy during COVID.
No, I was a laundry delivery boy.
So you were just spreading like their fucking COVID,
dude,
after like it was clean.
Brutal. We didn't shut down.
Do you think like you could get sued for that? No.
No, dude.
Not in Trump's America.
Bro, I don't understand how. The pandemic.
You think it was all made up, huh?
No, but what really fucked me up about the pandemic, and I think a lot of people have forgotten about this, but if you were forced, you know, you were able to work during the time when everyone shut down, it really was a mind fuck to hear everyone be like, stay home, please stay home, everyone needs to stay home. But if you're an essential worker, we really care about you and we support you. No
That's
extra
awesome.
Money, no raises, no extra benefits. Also,
yeah,
they were basically like, essential workers are the guinea pigs. They're like, they're kind of just left out to dry. And that shit pissed me off, dude. I did not. I thought, honestly, that's why when things started to return to normal, I was super like for it. Because everyone who was like, no, 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 we need to wait. I was like, fuck you. I've been out here the whole time. You've all been doing all that other shit and it hasn't worked. None of it worked. So fuck all. I hated people who were quarantining, who had, what is it, when your job?
Yeah, like, remote work.
Remote work, extra money.
Oh, I got that. Yeah.
Hated
they
that
let me
shit.
Do that. I was getting like a weekly bonus.
Yeah, that shit.
They paid
and then
for my Uber to and from the office if I needed to do
we
anything.
We got some extra checks here and there from our job, but it was nothing, dude, in the long run. And they fucked us.
I was getting like $5,000 a day in cash, so I didn't have to declare on my taxes.
Oh, man. Cool. I hated them.
Dude, they gave me like a servant, dude. I got first. They gave me the real vaccine. The one that like that doesn't give you autism, no negative That's side awesome. Effects.
Yeah, man.
Everything else is just every other one is just filled with air.
Right. Yeah.
You like getting the vaccine, dude. You like signing up for that shit. You like pretending like you didn't have a choice. So you could still be the bad boy, but you were relieved at the idea of a vaccine, so you could be like, oh, so we can finally return to normal.
Yeah.
And I could go cruising for chicks.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, cruising for chicks in my hometown.
So what did you yell Selly outside?
Yeah, dude.
Right here,
everyone
right?
knows, dude. Everyone
knows
this is Goomy Studios.
It really does sound like they just yelled my name.
They
twice.
Did, dude. Everyone knows what's up, man.
That is cool.
That's
like
awesome,
that.
Dude. The world revolves around you. We're all just really an extension of your own consciousness, and we'll cease to be the moment you wake from this dream.
That's a cool thought to have.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I'm
you ever walk around with that in your heart?
No.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. What I do think, the only time I do think I'm the center of the universe is when I hear of something and then it keeps popping up everywhere and I'm like, this wasn't here before, but it was. It's just now I'm noticing it type thing.
I feel that way. The nanosecond the host at the open mic pulls my name out of the bucket in the first damn group, dude. Tell me God doesn't have, tell me the Almighty doesn't have my best interest in mind, knowing I'll be able to get up early and go home immediately thereafter. Maybe stay for three more. You don't do open mics anymore. You kind of quit comedy, huh?
No. I have actually a bunch of stuff coming up. I just none of, no disrespect to anyone who booked me, but can someone with a real show book me? Can someone like not doing a show in like their living room book me? That'd be great.
Why? You did a show in a living room? That's cool.
No, it's just like every show I've done lately is I show up, it's in the back of a bar. No one there at the bar knows the show's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Zero money. And then I go home. That's just,
what's the problem with that?
It's fine, dude. I've been only been doing that 8 years, and I feel like I've phased out of it a while ago.
You ready for auditoriums now?
Theaters. It's like to do real shows.
You know? Where?
Anywhere. Anywhere, dude.
Why don't you just
anywhere besides the living room.
Places.
I try, dude. Just submitting my availability. It's every day.
Just
submit
your availability. Just email the clubs. Email the clubs and be like, hey, can't find the link for avails.
Yeah, I'd love to be there.
Here's my info. Silly Sally.
Yeah.
I wish.
And they were like, who was the last person to book you? And just say Ed. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, hold on, hold on.
No.
And I'll go through.
I am very discouraged with comedy, though.
Why are you discouraged with comedy, always, Sally? Did you thought you were going to have a DVD out by now?
Oh, no, not like that. I'm just...
What's it going to go?
I don't know. I just, you know, I feel like... I'm not doing enough, but I'm also... I don't know. It's a perfect blend of not doing enough and doing too much.
Well, you know, like, there's a certain grind mindset to stand-up comedy where you're supposed to perpetually push out content. And, you know, eventually, like, the whole scene can get diluted because of that, too.
Oh, it feels like that at times. I'm trying not to.
So, you know, it also... But that also puts more pressure on you to put out more content to stay relevant. But then it becomes less about, you know, having memorable stuff than just having, like, a sea of stuff.
Yeah.
You know. But then, like, they're going to see you as, like, a selectively funny comedian or just, like, an okay.
Yeah.
That's something to think about, too.
Yeah.
Like, look at us. Zero fucking content out there. We probably come across as so damn cool and enigmatic, you know?
I like that word.
I bet, dude.
It's got the big three in there.
Yeah.
No, man. Yeah, no, I'm all right. I just...
Yeah, you're consumed with it, dude. Getting
fucking discouraged over nothing.
Are you thinking about maybe ending your life?
No, I haven't thought about like that in a long time.
Actually. When was the last time you thought about that?
Maybe the pandemic.
You thought about killing yourself during the pandemic?
I was like, well, if
you thought about
die,
just like
you
thought
mean?
About ripping off that N mask, you know, and you're just like breathing in deep. Your lungs fucking shrivel up right in front of you, like.
Yeah, I'm like the guy from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and I'm like, it's okay, and I just start running around.
No,
that movie
before
sucked.
You even like reach the door, like you're consumed with COVID-19. They have to throw you. They have to throw you into one of the many morgues that were just all over the city.
Oh yeah, yeah, the morgues that were overrun, and then we had to build ditches that no one can go to now and visit the bodies. That's crazy. There were mass graves that no one knows where they are anymore.
Yeah, how come we don't have a COVID-19 memorial?
Memorial. Where's the COVID memorial? We have a memorial for everything else, dude. It's, fuck my mother, dude. Sorry.
That's why everyone believes it's fake. There's no COVID-19.
No memorial.
Well, people are going to say, like, well, we don't know the lasting effects of COVID.
There's still people dying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, we can't make them aware. We just keep going and going.
Every politician was partying during
that
time.
They're always adding, like, new fucking slabs to the fucking COVID memorial, adding more and more names.
This is long COVID,
Oh, you guys better mask up on the subway again. Then you see someone got killed on the subway?
Again? How?
They threw him onto the fucking L train, baby.
They threw him on the tracks?
Yeah.
Are you just saying this?
I swear to God. Look it up, dude. Why do you always doubt me on this shit?
You always say someone died.
Well, I mean it this time.
They fell on the tracks.
Damn,
or they
like
thrown?
I'm Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Were they thrown on the tracks or were they
thrown?
They were thrown
to his death. Damn, if they did that to me, I'd fucking backflip out of it like Neo in The Matrix. Remember the first one? That was the only good one.
Oh, yeah.
How can you make a movie as good as The Matrix and then create like 4 more shitty movies.
The second one, without the third one, is fun. Is good. Not even fun. It's a good sequel because you're like, it sets it up for the third one. And the ending is a good cliffhanger where you're like, yo, what the fuck's going to happen? And
that's
then,
probably because you're like a little ass kid when that movie came out.
Well, it was.
Yeah, you were like middle school.
Yeah, so it was.
That's
cool.
Like it was meant for like a middle school kid to be like, whoa, shit.
But then the third one comes out and you go, nobody can explain the Matrix, the ending of the third one. Nobody knows what is going on.
Everything reset.
But nobody understands it.
What do you mean?
Like, did it reset?
You didn't understand.
What's the reset do?
But Neo merging with the machine to upload the antivirus and then be absorbed by Agent Smith reset the entire Matrix.
What's that do?
It reset everything. That's why the cat had the deja vu. The Oracle even talked about how this is like the new iteration of the Matrix because every...
But what's that
Matrix
do? What's it mean?
Reset. It just means everything reset, but now the machine's reset with a plan to work in harmony with the humans. You're just dumb, dude.
I hated that movie so
much.
Oh,
you just didn't get it, dude. It went over your fucking head.
You like the third one over the second one?
I don't like any of them, dude.
The second one at least has a cool car trip.
I said they were all shitty, dude. You're the one who rushed to the defense of the fucking second one, dude.
Great car chase.
That's it, dude. No.
It's a 17-minute long car chase, I think, and they actually built the highway to do it, which is pretty cool.
No, they just took it out on the fucking freeway, dude.
Well, they didn't. They built it.
They just dropped cones and shit. They were like, just redirect. They're like, look, we only got one shot at this. It was just filmed with like 500 cameras simultaneously.
Yeah.
And they just literally took it out on the freeway. They had like that waiver where like you just drive by the cameras and said, by getting your photo taken, you consent to being in this film. And just like as they were like passing, with Easy Pass.
I like the I never saw the Animatrix either.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Come on.
You can still watch it on HBO.
Maybe I will. The first Matrix is one of those movies where just don't even watch the sequels if you like the first one.
Yeah, just pretend it's just the one.
Just pretend. Just go about it. Because it is a perfect movie. When
the most
really
perfectest movie in the whole wide world.
That movie, I didn't even see. Dude, I didn't see that movie for 10 years, and I knew every reference to it.
What are your top 90s movies?
That, The Mummy, Speed.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think. See, I'm like blanking, though. That's the thing. I'm blanking on a few. Because I know them. I just don't know them off rip.
No, you don't.
Jurassic Park. That's the other one.
Oh, you're doing that from the perspective of a kid, not like overall cinema.
I'm a kid, dude. Yeah. Like cinema, 90s movies, like what? SLC Punk? What? It's not good. That's like good, but it's not. Dust Till Dawn? There you go. That's a 90s movie.
I would say Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
You never saw Fight Club?
Miller's Crossing.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Interview with the Vampire. Ever see that one?
That's a good one. That's Kirsten Dunst as a child.
Okay, but that's weird. That's the first thing you go to.
Turned into ash.
That's the first thing you go to is a beautiful woman as a fucking little girl.
She's all right.
Like when I'm like, oh, this
she's
fucking,
all right woman.
This cool movie with like fucking vampires and
she was good
because
she was Mary Jane. Outside of that, Kirsten Dunst is not hot.
Oh, please.
I'll say it. Oh, Fargo season 2. And even that, it's just her accent.
No, dude.
She's not hot. She's like, she was hot. Again, just because she's in movies, you think she's hot. Outside of that, if you saw Kirsten Dunst at a bar, you'd be like, that girl's rolls a good blunt.
There's some photos of Kirsten Dunst with her MILF titties out. It's a whole different beast. Yeah, dude.
Her husband's ugly as shit, dude.
So?
He was hot on Breaking Bad, sort of.
Who was he in Breaking Bad?
Todd. He's the bad guy.
Oh, shit.
He's the cool Nazi guy.
Yeah, who isn't a Nazi?
He's welcome on the pod anytime.
Yeah?
Then
yeah,
he got
dude.
Fat.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got fat and gross.
Oh, that's right, because then he did that El Camino, and he was like noticeably bigger.
Yeah, he's also fat in Fargo season 2.
But that's cool.
But it fits his character.
Yeah, method acting, dude.
But you don't stay fat as an actor, bro.
Why not?
Unless you're doing those roles and it's on purpose. You know, like Mickey Rourke, he was like a dime piece, and he did dime piece roles, and then he got shitty plastic surgery, and instead of being like, no, I'm still a handsome man, he did The Wrestler, he did The Immortals, he did Iron Man 2. three or two. Dude. Two. And he was ugly villain in those. And guess what? He crushed it. Except for Iron Man 2. He wasn't. He shouldn't have made
it. He didn't like him as Whiplash.
Whiplash is a terrible villain. Shouldn't have been the villain. Anyone else. Anyone.
You can't say anyone. You know who I would
who
have?
Who are other Iron Man villains even though? You know
the
what I mean?
The Beetle.
That would have been fine.
That would have been fun. The Beetle would have been cool because it would have challenged him to fight somebody on par with him with equal armor.
Get a villain from another comic, too. Iron Man doesn't have that many iconic villains, does he? They fucked the Mandarin. They fucked him.
Yeah, and then they rebooted him for Shang-Chi.
Yeah, and he sucked then, too. Shang-Chi sucked.
Shang-Chi. All right,
I get the comics are outdated. They're a little racist. Shang-Chi's outfit is not outdated and is not racist, and he didn't even wear it one time in that fucking movie, and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because he has a sick outfit.
Did it piss you
off? Comics were cool besides the racism.
Did it piss you off that Awkwafina dropped her black scent?
She sucked in them. Yes. Because
do you think it was better?
Her defense and her fans defending the black scent was so annoying. Look, she's from Queens. It's like, so a lot of people from Queens who don't talk like that, you fucking retard.
Do you talk like that?
No, but I also, you know, even if I lived in Queens that long, I'm going to be like, yo, Joe, we doing the podcast today, bruh? Shit.
You might.
I got a little syrup I'm going to sip on the side with my... Like, that's literally how she talks, dude. It's insane.
Yeah.
I hate Awkwafina.
Why?
Because she sucks. All she did was do black scent, and people acted like she's great. And then when people were like, wait a minute. She's doing black scent. She was like, that's just how I talk, yo. And they're like, well, you're not talking like that in this interview. And she's like, well, yeah, now I don't have to talk that way. And it's like, wait a minute.
Maybe she said, like, I got smarter.
I stopped hanging out with black people is essentially what she said.
Is it really?
No, she just went dark on social media. And now when she comes back, she talks normal. And people act like, I remember, I hate people.
Are you the only one who's not being gaslit?
That's what it is, dude. It's like, I don't like when people...
So if people were to Google Awkwafina Blackson, there would be nothing.
There's stuff out there still.
Oh, okay. So you're not the only one that knows.
I hate when people who are liberal get away with bullshit they did.
Who else?
Give me a sec.
You can think of this. You can do this, Sully. Who else is liberal that got in trouble for stings?
Like black scent? I'm trying to think. I don't know, man. Not nothing off rip, dude. Sorry. Well, I'm failing you.
Relax, relax.
Failing you and the listeners.
Chet
Hanks did it. No, Chet Hanks doubled down. That's the difference. Chet Hanks it also isn't a super liberal guy, but he was like, he did.
You think he's a neocon?
Yeah. He's also a, yeah, he's kind of a, he does this a lot.
But we're also neocons.
Are we? I don't even know what that means. I just follow you blindly.
New wave conservative, dude. Like, we are part of, like, you know, this modern day, yeah, the Proud Boy movement.
Ooh. No, Chet Hanks doubled down. It's like when the girls on The View are like, I fuck younger guys, but Leonardo DiCaprio is a creep. It's like, the fuck's going on here?
Do you want to fucking slap-mack them around when they say that shit?
No. No, but Joy Behar is like talking about banging 20-year-olds and is like, yeah, I like a young guy. They you just kick them out when you're done. It's like, yeah.
What's the problem with that?
It's a Tom I don't have a problem with it. It's when those people like that are like, oh, but, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's an asshole. It's like,
no, he's not.
He's allowed to. Dude got attacked by a bear for real, all right?
Yeah, that actually happened.
You also had like to put up with, shots. With what's her, who is the bitch from Titanic?
Kate Winslet.
Yeah. What? Yeah. She was hot during that, and that was it.
No, dude. She's been hot after. She's still hot.
She's not still hot. Yeah, she's in that new show with the maid of.
Yeah, that's makeup, dude.
She looks
like
terrible,
that.
Bro.
That's the point of the show, dude. Mare of Easton.
I don't like her. That show sucked, by the way.
No, it was good.
I know
liked
you watched
it, dude.
I could.
You didn't like it?
She's banging a young dude in it.
What's the problem with that?
It sucked so bad. It was a. The girl is a guy. The lead detective is a man, but it's a woman. It's just, it sucked. It's like, oh yeah, she's a girl. She doesn't talk a lot. She goes home, she has a whiskey, and then you know who shows up? The young boy she's fucking, and then she kicks him out after, and she goes, I have a case to work on. It was a man detective, but they just turned her into a girl. It sucked.
It was a good-ass show. It was powerful.
I don't know. I never watched Veronica Mars, but I'm sure it sucked too. No, but it wasn't like that.
You'd like Veronica Mars.
Probably would.
You'd have a little crush on her, especially because it takes place in a high school. You know how you like those high school girls?
Don't.
Damn, dude. There are a lot of red flags in this pod now that I'm
fucking
thinking about it. But that's all right. All right, dude.
It's all right.
You're trying to cover your face in a vain attempt to not get AI algorithm mapped and maybe added to a blue dot.
Just making sure I'm not getting too ripe, which it feels like I am. But
that's all right, dude.
The I watched The Ringer last night with my girlfriend.
How was it?
It was very funny. Way funnier than I remembered.
With Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah, dude. Holds up.
Yeah.
Don't care if... Yeah, because it...
About Johnny Knoxville pretending to be retarded.
And then he goes to the Special Olympics. And it's so fucking funny.
It's offensive. It's a South Park episode.
Dude, it's... Brian Cox, I forgot, is his uncle. So funny in it. Just like the guy, he's the girl's like, it is the South Park episode. She's like, what's his mental like problem? And he goes, oh, you should see him try to eat a watermelon. It's like, what the fuck? I loved it, dude. It holds up.
Damn. Well, that's also like another thing from your childhood.
It's so funny, dude. It's great. Just the reason behind why Johnny Knoxville has to get the money is hilarious. Like, he gets promoted, and then he has to go fire the janitor, but he chickens out and firing him, so he hires him as his landscaper, and then his landscaper chops his fingers off, and he has no health insurance, so he has to go find a way to get his fingers back via money. That's exactly what happens in the movie. You can squint all you want. That's what happens.
No, I believe you. It's just like, damn.
It's very convoluted, but it's
I feel like they fucking wrote the gags first and then formatted the story around.
That's what I mean, dude. Like, comedy movies are non-existent. The last one that came out is Stav's movie.
Yeah.
Let's start a cult. Very funny. I think
you
that's
it.
I really liked it.
What? I gave it 8 stars.
You did like it?
I liked it.
I liked how the fucking it got violent for no reason, like the bad guy.
No,
don't
give spoilers.
I won't ruin it. It's really, but like, it was. I miss traditional comedies, dude. They aren't around anymore. Like, I was watching that, and I'm like, this has a villain. Like, the villain in that is so funny. It's the like most athletic retarded kid, Jeffy.
So what's your?
Not Jeffy. Yeah. It's Jimmy. Jimmy's the other one.
Why do you think they don't do comedy movies anymore? You think it's because there's too much accessible content on TikTok?
No, dude. It's because Tropic Thunder ruined it.
Why?
Because they said retarded in that movie, and everyone was like, you can't say that. And everyone who wanted to get pussy, I guess, was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't say retarded. And then every movie after that was like, oh, you can't say this. Oh, there's a controversy here. There's a controversy there. And they killed comedy movies that way, dude.
Yeah, but stuff goes in cycles. Stuff always comes back.
It's coming back. I mean, Shane, because of how popular he is now making, like, comedy shows funnier again, like with Tires. I know he's gonna make a movie one day.
He's probably gonna hire you for the movie too.
I doubt
it. You heard it here first, dude.
That'd be nice.
Shane loves you, dude.
I wish, dude.
He was talking about it. He's like, that guy's funny.
That'd be cool, but I doubt it.
Yeah, he was does he have a fucking website? I want to pass it to Lauren Michaels.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah. What's your idea for an ideal movie?
Redo What's Bill and Ted, but it's historically accurate.
All right, so it's you and me. We're going back in time.
Go back in time, but everywhere.
We're going back to the slave time so I can get
exactly.
a slave.
I already have a script for that part written out.
I got a slave. You get a slave. You get a big, muscular black man to fight for you. I get a black woman to have sex with.
There you go.
But like, well, I also like, I teach her how to write and stuff, so that way like she has to sign a consent form.
Yeah. Well,
I teach her how to read specifically so it's purely consensual, so she signs the form so she's actually able to read and comprehend. Take your shirt off, dude. It's fine. It's 60 degrees outside. That would be some incredible content. If you were Anthony Greco, that shirt would have been off 8 minutes ago.
That is true. I don't know why. I'm just getting hot.
Maybe you're having hot flashes.
Maybe. I feel it, though. I'm like, oh, that's why.
You were out and about, huh?
I was. And for some reason, I'm getting sticky. Anyway.
Damn, dude. That's disgusting, dude. Thank God I have the fucking sheets down.
No, what are you just saying,
dude?
Fuck!
I can't believe that you come to my house and you just tell me like you're fucking smelling it.
I'm
up.
Molting, dude.
Yeah,
I
dude,
feel
that's
it.
Ridiculous.
My
shirt's
sticking to me. I don't
like it. What the hell, dude?
No, but I think if they did not redid, but they did a style of like, oh, Bill and Ted, but they go back in time. Like, every time they went back in time in Billy
how
Ted.
How far back would you go back in time?
I would start with Jesus.
To kill him.
They would be responsible for killing him. That's the plot.
Why would they kill him?
Everything they would go back in time and try to do, they would be responsible for. Like, it would be that type of time travel.
Oh, like a butterfly effect?
Exactly. Like, when the characters would go back and meet Jesus, they would meet, like, a four-foot-tall, like, you know, Muslim-looking guy.
Oh, no.
And he's got a donkey, and he's just hanging out with hookers
you
and stuff.
You can't do that, no.
You can't. But then they're partying with Jesus at the end, and they go off to smoke a joint with Judas.
Whoa.
And they're smoking, and then a bunch of Roman soldiers come along and
this
are like,
crazy.
Hey, where's Jesus? And they're all stoned, and they're like,
oh, no.
Party's that way.
Oh, no.
And then, well, Judas says that.
Judas, why?
And then that's the reason why Judas, you know, betray Jesus. And then they're inadvertently the reason why Jesus gets crucified.
Oh, my God. See? That's horrifying.
It's pretty funny.
But it's also like a self-fulfilling thing because
exactly,
he got crucified.
And then at the
end, so they close the loop.
Right.
It's over.
At the end of the movie, when they get back, they're like covered in blood and all that, and they realize that they're the reason why like the world is the way it is.
Oh, so they weren't time hopping, like they were just going back one time to see Jesus Christ.
No, it would be like Bill and Ted where it gets broken and they have to make their way back.
Uh-huh.
But every time they stop somewhere, they screw it up.
Okay, so where else
like
would they
go? They're the reason the bomb doesn't go off for Hitler and he doesn't die. That would just be a montage, though.
Hitler killed himself in a
no, there's
bomb
a
shelter.
Bomb that was supposed to kill Hitler, Valkyrie, the movie Valkyrie is based on it, and he didn't die.
But that's what happened in real life. So would it actually go off?
No, they would.
Oh, they're the reason it didn't go off.
It didn't go off. Right.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
Selly,
so
you got to
like
write this.
I know.
You got to sit like down and write it.
Stuff like that. It's pretty funny. The slavery one's pretty funny, too. It's just really, really. It can't be made.
Why?
Because it's wrong. No, it's wrong, but it's funny. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you it. So it'd have to. We need a black friend for the
We don't have a black friend.
We'd have to have one.
We don't have one. No black friend.
All right, Nico
so
White.
Best we can do
Nico
is
Nico White.
Best we can do is like get a. We're gonna have to do blackface. We don't have a choice with this one.
Dane Rothenberg and blackface. Sure.
Dane would actually do it. Dane loves blackface.
Yeah, and black voice because he can't be like, I'm a black man and I do black man stuff. so you, me, our black friend, we get sent back to like antebellum South, right?
Oh.
Our black friend gets captured because he's separated, and we just go
we
to the...
We immediately ditch the black guy in, like, fucking colonial times.
We get... I'm all... Damn, this is disgusting.
What the hell, Spaghetti?
We get separated, but we go to save him on the plantation, and we just walk on because we're white. They welcome us on with, you know, open arms. And then we're looking for him, and we're like, hey, have you seen this, you know, slave? He's this tall. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's in the big house. He's in the big house. Okay. We don't even. He got taken away.
House.
We don't even know what's happened to him.
Oh, it's the big house.
The big house. So
shit.
Yeah, and at night they go to the big house to find their black friend, and he's in the attic. And when they go to the attic, they find out that their black friend is a sex slave for the white women on the plantation, and they're just like having sex with him for fun. And they go to free him, and he's like, I'm staying. I'm not going. I'm not. This is the best life I've ever had. Like, nice. I'm not. Why would I leave?
Would you ever be a black sex slave?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not black.
But if you could,
I don't think I have the stamina.
If you could, would you?
If I could be black and a slave and a sex slave? No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to yes and this.
Why?
I don't know. I guess the positives would be, I guess my hog would statistically be bigger.
Yeah, but you'd give up your humanity.
I'd be an animal on the inside and outside. You're terrible, bro. So then they're arguing with their friend, and they end up like arguing all the way down to the front of the mansion.
Uh-huh.
And or the lobby, let's say, like the foyer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the women are arguing at this point too. Like, they're like, come back upstairs. And I'm like, he has to leave. Like, we're not even from here. He's my slave. Yada, yada. It's like a big back and forth. And in the middle of the argument, a hatchet flies through the air and just hits one of the white women right in the face.
Jesus Christ.
I turn, and it turns out this is one of the plantations that Nat Turner massacred.
Oh my God. So Nat Turner.
Exactly.
Famous slave revolutionary.
So my black friend is trying to save all the women, but they just keep getting killed every time he saves
by
them.
Waves after black. Exactly. Is there anything more terrifying?
Exactly. And I think,
I don't think there's anything more scary than a slave rebellion.
Right.
But you because see, this it's is, going against the natural order of things.
If you,
you
made
know?
It this far in the podcast, isn't that like a really well thought, funny thing?
Yeah, let us know in the comments or don't.
No, but they would never allow that because it is a joke and it's supposed to be funny. But the fact that our black friend is like, I'm not leaving, I like it here, wouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, I'm sure all black guys would be like, I love it during slave times.
Right.
Because I know being a sex slave is forever, and at no point is there any point where they would kill me.
It's horrible. It's a horrible joke that I thought
of. Do you think it is cool to be a slave? I think it would be all right at one point. If I was like a computer game slave, you know? Like Elon Musk had like those gamers like enslaved to him to get his score on Diablo up.
Oh, yeah, that is true. He did do that.
So I'm a gamer slave. I already called that. What are you? Up, oh, too late. Field slave.
Field slave.
Sorry. Sorry, slave. Get out there, boy. Crack the whip on your back.
Oof.
Anyway, they give me like, hey, here's some high C and a beanbag chair. Sorry, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'd be a... yeah. I would just get killed as a slave.
Why?
For like disobedience.
Oh, yeah? You think you lead an uprising?
I'd try to leave the uprising.
Follow me, brothers and sisters. Time to die, white devil. That's cool. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think that's it. We were at it.
We did it. Thomas, I had no idea.
I know. We just
where can people see you, dude?
Bro, I got next. Actually, yeah, when this comes out, I got Don't Tell.
Whoa, dude, you're like a regular there now.
I wish.
You must have thrown out like a hissy fit to get on.
Yeah. When this comes out, Saturday, March 15th, I'll be at Secret Pour in Brooklyn doing a show. That'll be fun.
Me too.
Saturday, March 22nd, Don't Tell Danbury.
With me.
With him. And then Wednesday, March 26th, I'll be in Worcester, Mass.
Oh, damn.
Doing Aggressively Chill, March 25th.
All right, I'm in.
In Brooklin.
I'm in.
And then I'm on Dan Frank's show at QED, March 27th.
Damn, spaghetti.
And we got a few things in April coming up, but we'll see, man. We'll see, man. I gotta do more online to get people to want to come see me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, yeah. I'm doing all right.
Nice. Well, I guess like now is as good a time as any. I am officially stepping down and retiring from stand-up comedy, effective immediately. I am a comedian no more, dude. From now on, I'm a journalist. I'm a father.
An activist.
And, yeah. And, you know, just a regular and civilian. Damn, dude. Yeah, that's it now. No more comedy, dude.
No more. I just got booked in CT by, wow, that's cool.
By who, dude?
Did you get a text? Greco.
No, I didn't get fucking bugged. I'm using my phone to record this fucking podcast. Oh, that's right. You fucking piece of shit.
You might be there, dude. It might be us.
Damn, dude. Maybe. We'll see. Well, I guess we're going to end this podcast to see if I got booked. But how hilarious would it be if, like, I don't get shit?
Oh, no. I feel bad. Well.
Or more hilariously, he texted us and doing that stopped the recording.
That'll be sad. I don't think that's how it works, though.
We'll see.
Bye, guys.